Blog Talk Radio.
Down in Alabama, in Georgia, South Carolina,
us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool off. Our only answer in conference and turn must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now, at this hour. This is what we're going to say.
What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
It is a long time coming, but I know a change is going to come. Shining star for you to see what your life can truly be. And we're going forward with success. This is the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. Your host, Dr. Ron Robinson, Rev Ron, Mr. Electric. You know, all those names they give you when you get on this radio program. But tonight we're going to talk about something explicitly important. I want people to understand. And I want people to understand the strategic plan, and I want to understand if people feel there is opportunity available to them. The question tonight is, the big question tonight is, 100%, is it 100% true that and real that you can go from poverty to a thousandaire, to a millionaire, to a billionaire? It's been done many times over the period of years. It's been happening, but can you succeed in that kind of level? Is that really possible? Well, we're going to talk about the two major industries in America today. We're going to talk about the fuel industry, tremendous industry. Everybody knows that that is a billion dollar industry. And we're going to talk about the travel industry, the airline industry, airports, et cetera, which is another second biggest industry in the world. These are two major industries in the world. So we're going to talk about these industries. We're going to talk about the possibilities of a person going from poverty to a thousandaire, to a millionaire, to a billionaire. It's upon you all. Do we still have faith in God? Do we still have hope? Do we still have the ingenuity inside of us to move forward? Are we still looking to go beyond? Are people starting businesses just to get a regular paycheck every week like they do on a regular job? Or should people be looking to create a financial success and independence for themselves when they start a business? So we're going to talk about these things today. We're going to discuss these subject matters today. And we're going to see if that's real, if it's all real, or if it's Memorex. Is it something that can really happen? We're going to talk about some of the people in these industries right now, how they are finding their way in this business of the travel business and the fuel industry, and how they're making a success, and what means and ways in which they are doing it, because there are several different ways to get into any industry. Right now, we're in a financial crisis in terms of fuel oil, fuel in general, gas, diesel. You think of any kind of fuel that's being used to push any kind of machinery, engine, automobile, truck, boat, airplane, whatever, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Motorcycles, bicycles, you know, there's all kinds of riding apparatuses now that use fuel. So how is the fuel industry going? How can one get involved in the fuel industry? How can someone make a success in the fuel industry? We're going to have our experts here today about BPAC, BEPIC Corporation and the fuel tablets and how that whole thing works, and how you can get involved, and how you can be very successful at what you're doing at that business as well. And we're going to welcome our guest today, which is Mrs. Denise Mims Cruz and Mr. Norman Hardgrove. And from the travel industry, we're going to have Mrs. Jean Wallace. We're going to talk about these industries. We're going to seriously talk about this. We're going to take your questions and your ideas. We want to hear from you as well. What do you think about these industries? What is your interest in these industries? Do you use fuel? Do you use airlines? Are you traveling? You know, are you renting cars and renting hotels? When you go to travel overseas, or you're on the airplane and you're on the cars and whatnot, do you notice the tremendous amount of people traveling? Do you notice the tremendous amount of money? Do you check the NASDAQ, the American Stock Exchange? Do you see the interest of rate of the investment in these, the stocks in these companies, that people who invest in these companies, and how they are making money? Are you aware of how people invest and make money in major companies like this? And are you aware that you can get involved in these companies as well and not have to pay for pennies on the dollar and not have to invest such a tremendous amount of money, you know? So we're going to talk about that today. We're going to take your questions, and we're going to talk about it. I mean, we're going to seriously have a talk about money, about finances, about wealth, about gaining wealth, about making a success in business, about starting a business. And when you get into a business, should you just look for a regular 9-to-5 paycheck type of income, or should you look for something beyond a paycheck? If you're a regular 9-to-5er and you're going into a business, becoming self-employed, should you be looking to gravitate towards a thousandaire, then work from there to a millionaire, from there to a billionaire? And is it possible for a person to go from poverty to a wealth? Is that possible in today's America? Is the opportunities available today as they were back years and years ago? In the good old golden days, do we still have these opportunities? Do you see any of these opportunities? Do you feel like there's an opportunity out there to gain wealth through business? Or are you just going to maintain in a 9-to-5? You know, are your prospects high? Or are your prospects low? Are you looking for the great opportunity? Are you just trying to maintain the 9-to-5 that you have? Are you looking for a life beyond what you have now? Or are you satisfied with that life and you want to maintain that existence? Or are you looking for something better? Are you looking for something greater than what you have? This is the questions. You know, is opportunities available to us? African-American people have been successful before slavery, after slavery, and during slavery. And can we still succeed as a people? Do we still have that ability to succeed? Is that still in all of us? Can we make that happen? So we're going to talk about this fuel industry. We're going to talk about the airline industry as well, and we're going to see how can we make a great success step by step. I think we should go through a step by step process and understand how do one build oneself up to the level of business beyond your imagination, your previous imagination, or a business with your imagination. So we're gonna open up the lines here. I'm gonna open the line for Mr. Norman Hargrove. Okay, we're gonna open up his line in a minute here. This technological business here can be quite the thing here. Let me see. Okay, Mr. Norman Hargrove, are you there?
Yes, I am.
You might have to unmute yourself. Okay, so good to have you on. And I know that you're having a great success over there at BEPIC, and the success of the fuel tablet is tremendous, and it's moving around tremendously as well. And I want to discuss with the people today in terms of the reality of it is that, you know, the success that some people are having in BEPIC, in this the Fuel tablets, is it real? Is it real for everyone? Can everybody come in and see some kind of consistent growth, financial growth?
Well, absolutely. I mean, when you think about where we are, I mean, gasoline drives whole economies, okay? Outside of housing being the number one industry in the world, the second to it is, of course, the fuel industry. Without fuel, there's a whole lot of things that don't get done. For example, when a barrel of crude oil is sent here, and we get it from multiple destinations, but when a barrel of crude oil is sent here, don't think that all of that goes towards gasoline. Only 18% of crude oil, of a barrel of it, goes towards gasoline. The other 82%, I believe that's what, if I'm saying it right, the other 82% goes towards over 6,000 other products. So I don't think the average person on this call realized that most of the crude oil in the barrel goes towards things like paint, medicines, plastic, oh my goodness, lipstick. There's a whole lot of derivatives from a barrel of oil, not just the 18% of the gas, but even that 18% per barrel is enough to drive whole economies. I mean, think about all of the things that fuel does as far as getting products and services to their destination, and it's a $3 trillion industry. So with that being the case, now that the opportunity is opened up for those who have the mover's advantage. See, that's the problem. The problem is not taking advantage firsthand of an industry that we never had a chance to participate in. And so that's very important. What we do from today onward is that we take advantage now of a situation because guess what? Being first means everything. It means a lot of things, including the bragging rights that each one of you guys can have to tell your children and your children's children that you took advantage of an industry that drove whole economies. Think about it, guys. Either people buy fuel mostly or they do so indirectly. They got a ride. I mean, a transport service has got to pick up a person to take them somewhere, a cab, a Uber, a plane, a bus, it doesn't matter. All of those things take fuel. This is one of the biggest industries and opportunities, Ron, that I have ever seen. And I came on tonight with a unique package, hopefully to reach everybody's heart, that once this industry is, and it's already beginning to spread around the globe, and, you know, one of my passions has always been to be financially free, sitting at home, while people around the world leverage everything for myself. And what I mean by that, I mean, if you were to go to a Walmart right now, you're not going to find the Walton family creeping the aisle, even though old man Walton probably would have done that because he was still driving the same old truck he had when he died. But the point that I'm making is those folks are out living their lives, they're spending time with their families, they're vacationing, they're eating dinner with their families, they got time freedom. That's something that a lot of us don't have tonight is time freedom. And it's so hard to get now, especially with the way the economy is. Some of us are having to work two or three jobs. How do you buy that time freedom back? Because once it's gone, exactly, you can't get it back. You know, we got the opportunity to take advantage of that.
Exactly. And, you know, as you talk about time freedom, as you talk about economic stability and independence, as you talk about, you know, independent wealth, because there's a difference between people between being rich and being wealthy and having money. There's several different levels of it. There's a different psychology of it all. But when we talk about that, I want us to understand something. You know, I happen to be African American. Okay, I could have been white, I could have been Spanish, I could have been whatever, but I just happen to be in a group called African Americans. And the African Americans people, I just want to put this straight so we understand it historically. I didn't create the history, I can't change the history, but I got to change with God and faith and belief in Him. I got to change my scenario. Okay, now understand this, and I'm just talking things that are real. These are historical facts, okay? In the beginning of time when we came here enslaved, and then when we got emancipated, there were 85 laws put into place to keep us economically, socially disenfranchised, okay? Ron Robinson didn't make that up. Ron Robinson is not trying to make anyone scared to get into anything. I just want us to understand the facts of what we're dealing with. Because a lot of times, if you understand the facts, you can either make you can make better choices. And so what I'm saying is this. We have been very successful in a lot of ways since the beginning of the time that we landed on Planet Rock. When we got here in the 1600s, there was some social ills. You know, there was a conditioning of what we call slavery. There was a lot of abuse psychologically and socially. But at the same time, I want to explain to you, there were black people here prior to slavery, and they were very successful. Now, how they maneuvered themselves around under those conditions, you know, it's a historical structure that you have to understand. But what I'm trying to make us understand about economy is that our parents have not had the same. My grandmother, I'll talk about me. My grandmother, my great-great-grandmother, my great-great-great-great going on back did not have certain privileges that they could afford, that they could pass on to me. When I, you know, and so on, and as well my mother and my father and, you know, so forth and so on. We were economically deprived of being a part of the economy in America. And so we had a slow start. When you talk about business and you talk about conditioning, you talk about economics, we had a very slow start. And so we're sort of behind in certain economic controlling certain. That's why you talk about we don't control certain industries and things of that sort. We don't have a great presence in a lot of things, but we're very successful. If you look at it generally concerning all the things that happened, all the things that transpired, all the laws and all the conditioning and all the legalities and the Constitution and everything has been set up, because we were not a part of that whole setup. We were not a part of the mainstream, what they call mainstream society. So now we're playing catch up. So I'm telling brothers and sisters, if you expect to get a PhD and go and work in Harvard and catch up with the other people, that might be a little difficult. You see, the Supreme Court Justice, Sandra Brown, she made a mention that her husband is seven generations Harvard. He went to prep school. She said she didn't have this opportunity. She didn't have those kinds of things afforded to her, even though her mother and father were educated. Her father's an attorney and her mother is an educator. So, but she wasn't afforded certain things, so she was sort of in the back of things, but still she had to play catch-up. She had to be academically talented to move up academically from high school and junior high school to college and you know, get herself in a GPA, a type of academic grade level that she can move on to such a prestigious place like Harvard, Yale, or Princeton, or one of those universities. But she got there. She got there after a certain amount of years, and so we look at it in a general sense, and we say, well, look at all the people behind her. How many hundreds of years of people behind her did not have the opportunity that she had, black women, to sit on the Supreme Court? So I'm saying this to say this. If you're not talented academically, if that's not your game, if that's not what you're going to achieve with, then you have to find something else to catch up. And so when I hear Norman talk about the ability to get into this industry and do a tremendous, take advantage of a tremendous opportunity, that's the ability to catch up. You understand? That's how you can catch up. And that's why it's so important, I think, for us as a people, I'm not saying everybody, to consider entrepreneurship, to consider employment, to consider opportunities like this fuel tablet that could assist you in mobilizing your family economically. We talk about leaving wealth to our children instead of debt. There's a lot of things we have to do in order to catch up. So I just wanted to say that very quickly, Norman, because a lot of times I think we act like, I think that the fact that we as a people forget certain conditionings and you forget about it, and then when you're struggling, you forget the fact that there are certain things that you have to do differently from others. When I got into university, I wasn't welcome like my counterparts, the white students. So there's certain things I had to do to maneuver myself around in order to be accepted. And there's a lot of things when we integrated the school system back in the South, a lot of things I had to do as a young student that white kids did not have to do, but being the fact that there were so many diverse problems in the environment for me in so many ways, I had to maneuver myself in the way that I would be accepted, I would get academic, academically stable in the school system and move forward. So I just want us to understand that sometimes there are disadvantages and advantages in everything, and I see this as an advantage. And I know people might say to me, well, that don't mean, this is all retail and wholesale and this is products and services, this is business. Yes, it is business, but understanding the potential in it, understanding it could be a game changer for you. I'm not saying everybody, but it could be a game changer for a person who gets serious, who work hard, and I don't think Norman is saying, come, look, this is magic, and you wave a wand, and tomorrow you got millions of dollars. No, there's everything is planning, everything is strategically planning, everything is work, and everything is your work ethic. You have to put that in there. So I want people to understand the importance of what we're doing. It's bigger to me. Now, I might be wrong, or maybe a lot of folk might disagree with me in my analogy, but that's how I feel about it. I feel that sometimes if you're the shortest guy in the basketball court, you might have to jump a little higher than the 6'2" guy. You know what I'm saying? He has a hand length advantage. He has height advantage. You don't have that, so you have to very skillful in how you jump to get the ball in the basket. You might have to be a little faster than him. You might have to be a little more slick how you move. You understand? There was a brother. I forgot the little brother Jackson. I've got his first name. I think Malone Jackson, something like a little short brother. He was like 5'10" or something like 5'12" or whatever. But he was short. But he was skillful. He could jump, get to that basket. He can jump up over those 6'2", 6'5" guys. So I'm saying sometimes you got to find your advantage. And I really think all these opportunities, like the field tablets, like the travel agency industry, like so many other multi-level marketing businesses, give us an advantage. Norman, what's your feeling about that?
Well, I feel this way. I've always heard when I was growing up is that, if you do it to yourself, if somebody keeps you down, somebody limits you when it comes to opportunity, well, then shame on them. But if you continue to stay down, even though the gate is wide open, then definitely shame on you. See, there is no reason not to take advantage of one of the biggest industries known to man, and that's the fuel industry. You see, the gate is open. So we can't just always make excuses and saying, oh, we might be limited to a degree, but it's enough wiggle room to buy your time and buy financial freedom for you and your family. And I often think about that, Ron, is that, you know, people a lot of times that don't go out and make money, well, they got plenty of time to make excuses. This is no time for excuse. The economy is bad. Mm-hmm. And I keep reflecting on the thing that with the fuel industry, 6,000, over 6,000 products are dependent on crude oil. And so we are involved, whether you want to say it or not, we are involved, even if it's indirect, we are involved one way or the other. Either it's going to raise the price of food, your sandwiches, everything you buy, tires, everything that is connected to fuel is going to soar. So it ain't about taking advantage just of the gasoline with the fuel tablets, but the industry is going to make sure if you get involved in the industry and go to work, it's going to ensure you that you have, I mean, generational wealth for not only you but your children and your children's children, even those you don't know yet, are going to profit from the work that you do. But like I said, Reverend Ron, that is my passion. I've never seen an opportunity of this magnitude where everybody is already related to the product in one way, one shape, or another. It's just that we need to take full advantage, and the time is now, not a year from now. I mean, there are going to be people coming a year from now, sure, but they're going to have an advantage. But think how much advantage you would have if you take advantage of one of the biggest industries known to man right now, and that's the fuel industry.
And Norman, you're correct. And what I'm saying to folks is this. Normally people, if you wanted to get into the fuel industry, any business, you know, if even you want to open up a donut shop, it costs money. It costs overhead, light, gas, labor, supplies, transportation, cleaning products. You know, you have to have certain amount of parts, pans. You're going to be inspected for cleanliness. You're going to have certain types of machinery. You're going to have to set certain type of ATM machine. Use a whole bunch of a cash register. You know, you're going to have proper gear, you know, your proper uniform that you have to wear in the restaurant, your hair covered, your certain kind of, you know, vest or jackets or whatever it is. And it's a lot of overheads, a lot of costs. You don't have that. If you don't have that, here's a way to get into one of the major, and that's what Norman is saying. You can get into the major industry without spending the major money. You can participate, and I'm going to say it like this, pennies on the dollar. You can get in for pennies on the dollar, not have to put out a whole bunch of money. You don't need no employees. You don't need an office. You don't need, a cell phone system or computers. You don't need television. You don't need landlines and this and that for it, because I have a business myself, and I can, you know, I can tell you over the 50 years that I've been in business, all the money that one spends to expand the business, to increase the business productivity, to get better qualified people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to get a bigger space, to get more desks, to get this, and the other. It's a cost factor. It's an investment. But here, it's the minimum, but you're part of a major industry where some people spent hundreds of millions, billions and zillions and hundreds of thousands of dollars to participate, to invest in this business and to get involved. Here you come with a small initial out-of-pocket investment that could get you into one of the biggest industries in the world, where you, if you really sit and strategize and properly work the business, get the product knowledge and expose it to people, just a matter of getting the information out to folks. Rather, if you're not a talker, give them a flyer. Have a very informative flyer. Have a informative business card. Have informative videos. Let those things do the talking for you. You have an opportunity for a minimum amount of out-of-pocket. Your cost factor is very low to get involved. And just think about the fact that you're in a tremendous industry. I'm going to open up the line of Mrs. Denise Mims Cruz, and we're gonna bring her in, and we're gonna get some thoughts from her about this opportunity as well. Mrs. Denise Mim Cruz, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Ron. How are you, Reverend Ron?
Hi. How are you?
I just wanna
good.
I want to say this to people. I have people, oh, I'm not into network marketing. I'm not into multi-level marketing. You know, you have to understand one thing about business. If you don't have people coming to you in some type of way, you cannot do business. You cannot do a business by being an entity by yourself. You have to have customers. Every business that's open has customers either coming in their door or they're coming through the network. But whatever you do, if you refer someone to, say, you're a beautician or to the store where you get your clothes, that's networking. Everything is networking when it comes to business. So if you have trucks, if you have I had a young man, he came here to fix my dryer. And I found out that he has his trucking business and he runs it all over North Carolina. But if his trucks fail, what does he have? He has nothing. Nothing at all, because he can't operate without his trucks, even though he has the skill. So you have to put things in perspective in order to understand what you have here. Everybody's going to the pump. It can be for a lawnmower, a moped, and a motorcycle. And mind you, you don't use a full tab for that. You only use a piece of the tab. But for a car up, you need a tab, at least two. And with the fleet trucks, which they use that as a base, they used it for 5 years with fleet trucks only. So the technology's been around. All the engineers know about it. That's how they got rockets up into space, okay? But it's here, and the company's getting ready to open up into 82 countries. You're setting up in Mexico as we speak, okay? Now, this company is attached to another company that has health products, and we have health products also. So, you know, this is not new, but the gas portion, in order for you to come in at this level for this small amount of money, is just astronomical. And they already said they're going to make millionaires. So how can you come into something with no overhead? You don't have to pay for your lights, your insurance, your rent, your pay for any buildings. You have nothing to pay for. It's all in your finger because you need a phone or a computer to work this. So I've had people say, I've been in this and that. It has nothing to do with that. Everybody's still going to the pump. Whether gas goes up or down, you still have to have gas in your car. My car doesn't work without gas, and everybody's not going to buy an electric car anytime soon. That's here, and it's future for the masses. But we're here and now, and gas is being spent into cars every single moment that we speak across the globe. So if you get in, fine. If you don't get in, fine. Gas is still going to be paid for. You have to have gas, whether it's for a car or it's for a truck. It's for gas, it's for premium gas, and it's for diesel. So you have all three areas, and for those that use premium, they can switch down to regular gas. It's going to keep your engine clean. If you can't, you know, pass the emissions test, you can't get past inspection, you cannot drive your car. This will clean your engine, cleans the carbon, so you can get your emissions test passed. So we're in the best of both worlds. Most people don't realize it. Oh, well, this has been around before. That has nothing to do with the price of rice. It's here now. They pay weekly. So for those that want to come on board, fine. You're in business for yourself. And Norman and I, we will help you. We have other people that we will help you. So all the excuses, there are none. Get rid of your negativity. Open your mind. And if you want to come in, fine. If not, that's fine, too. Gas is still going to be purchased. So God bless you, Reverend Ron. My number is
904-672-5508.
My number is 904-672-5508. God bless you.
Okay. I want you and Norman to stay on. I want to open up the lines. People, I want us to discuss this business seriously. Whatever questions you have for Norman or Denise, and specifically, I'm sure they have a lot of examples of people coming in this business from different ways and different levels. I'm sure they have some examples of some success stories they can tell you about. So I want us to focus in, I want us to focus on this business. When I open up your line, let's talk about this business. Let's talk about the opportunities for you and your family. Think of questions that you can ask that would be pertinent to you and your success in a business like this, and think about questions pertaining to how people get in and how people are successful at it, and what's the motive of operations when you get in. So when I open up the lines, people, let's talk about this business. Let's talk about the success for yourself and your family. Let's talk about how you can get into this and become successful. Explore the ideas, at least. At least, you know, talk with Norman, talk with Denise. Explore the opportunities and the ideas that's available to you. Think about ways and means that you can get involved and what you can do, and keep your questions basically around, you know, how can you get in this business and how can you become successful? So I'm going to open up the lines right now, and we're going to discuss the Thrill Tablet business. We're going to discuss the Thrill business, and let's talk about your success in this, and think about ways and things that you might want to discuss how you can get involved as well. I'm going to open up 205-212. Your mic is open. 205-212. Are you there? Maybe you got to unmute yourself. I hear something moving around. Are you? Can you talk to your phone, or maybe you're mute? Are you muted? 205-212.
Yes. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. You're on with Mrs. Denise Mem-Cruz and Mr. Norman Hargrove.
Yes.
You have a question for them about this, the Thrill Tablet, the Thrill industry, and
yes,
how do you participate?
I kind of like got a little, I couldn't hear that for a while. Yeah, I do have a question for the Thrill Tablet. What is the Thrill Tablet, and how do you get access to it? Is it as a product that we sell, or something that we invest in? How does it work?
Well,
hi, Norman, you want to take that?
Yeah, I can. Well, what it is a fuel cap. It's a fuel catalyst. I hope everybody can hear me just fine. It's a fuel catalyst, and what a fuel catalyst does, it helps the fuel within a combustion engine to burn more efficiently, and that's what this product does. And when it burns efficiently, it does a number of things, if I can quickly mention. First of all, it cleans up the emissions. So the Environmental Protection Agency, they registered this product. They love this product because with all the poisons in the air, the smog and the pollutants in the air, guys, this product actually stops the car from releasing those bad emissions. Secondly, it's going to clean all of the carbon out of your engines. The biggest destroyer of any engine, the biggest destroyer of any motor oil, the biggest destroyer of a catalytic converter is carbon. And what I mean by that, guys, so that you would understand the analogy here, if you were to take a pile of big logs and you were to stack them up and set them ablaze, guys, you would get this thick black smoke from those logs. That's wood, right? But if you were to take a bunch of small twigs, that's wood, right? And you were to set them ablaze, it would give off a clean, fine smoke. It wouldn't be that thick smoke. That's what happens inside the combustion engine during the power stroke. And that causes you to have more miles per gallon. It causes you to also have increased vehicle performance. And it's making a lot of people smile. I've heard so many testimonies, but that's how it works. It's a fuel catalyst, sir.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And sir,
you realize that I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm
go
sorry.
Right ahead.
I just want to add to that the way that you can get involved in this industry. Reverend Ron, if he invited you to the call, whoever invited you to the call, you should get back to that person, or you can leave your number with Reverend Ron, and he will get to one of us so we can help you get on board. Okay?
What is the cost, or can you give that out on the air?
It's called Fuel Pass. And it's been around for, the company's been around
no, I'm
for
saying, what
5
is the,
years.
What is the cost to get it? No, I'm saying, what is the cost
well,
to get involved with the business?
Okay, it's costing less than $150 to come in.
Okay.
So it's not expensive. I mean, most young people, they'll spend that in a night partying and think nothing about it. This is a way to have your business, okay? You'll be in business for yourself in a multi-trillion dollar industry. And think of it as a franchise, okay?
Right.
I would like to get involved with that.
Okay. So what's your name, sir?
My name is James Kirk. James Kirk.
Okay.
They call me Captain
Kirk.
Okay,
gotcha.
Brother, how do you know
Kirk.
Who I am?
Okay.
I know Brother Kirk. I'll give you a call after this call, my friend.
Okay, my brother.
I would also like to say something, Reverend Ron, if I can.
Yes, go right ahead.
We encourage people to get in where they fit in. $150 is actually around that price is one of the best ways to come in. If your intent is to make a lot of money in the fuel industry, but keep in mind also you get in where you fit in, folks. I mean, you can get in as low as one pack of tabs. I wanted to say that for $26 and some change, you can become a part of the fuel business. Guys, we just, you know, it really matters, but it don't matter. We just want to help our folks to get in at the beginning of something that's going to be, oh, my God, if you guys know what is going on right now and how 6 months to a year – they're talking about over 2 or 3 million people being on this platform would be epic. Then that means what it spells out really is that a lot of you guys, and of course, there are no product, there are no money claims here. I got to make sure that is well understood, guys. Everything is based on your work ethics, okay? So if you do nothing, you get nothing, and I think we understand that. But if you was to go to work, and you were to start telling your friends and family and workmates, churchmates, and neighbors how they can save on their fuel, I almost guarantee that you are going to get some response, and that response is enough, if you do that, to lead you down the road to financial freedom. Within 3 to 6 months, a lot of us going to be sitting pretty who got started today. Guys, hang around. This is it. Having the opportunity to be a part of one of the biggest industries known to man. And what really gets me excited, guys, is it has so much mass appeal. A product is good, but nobody like it. A few people like it. We're good. People are concerned about the gas prices. For example, in Hong Kong, gas prices are $10 to $12 a gallon. Canada, $9. California, over $7 a gallon now. Guys, this is the opportunity of all opportunities. And I thank my colleagues for allowing me time to say that and release my passion. Guys, don't sleep on this one. The time is now.
No, you know something, Denise and Norman, it is so important that we drive this home. People, I want you to understand something. The purpose, and I know people hear the name, the Black Billionaires Network Club, the purpose of the network and the club is to build anti-poverty programs and economic stability in our community. Because I know, nobody have to tell me this. We're the first fired and the last hired. When the economy gets bad and they get a sneeze, we get pneumonia. Okay? I just the way the conditions and the situation is, I'm not trying to say anything that I do not know, but what I'm saying is this. I'm saying prepare yourself. Put yourself in this position of power. God talks about that. The Bible talks about that. Make no way for the devil. Always put yourself, always, the Bible says what? So let the poor say I'm what? That I'm rich. And let the weak say I'm what? I'm strong in the Creator, in God. So that's preparing yourself that when times come and you need that strength, you can rely on it. So I'm just saying to us right now, this is a great opportunity. I understand Norman is putting it right to the point. Denise is putting it right to the point. You got to preserve. It's like when we were kids, when you were young, your parents told you always keep a little something in your pocket. Keep a little nest egg for that rainy day. Always hold, don't spend all your money. When you got your birthday money, your parents would tell you put some in the piggy bank and save it. Because when the rainy day comes, you're going to need that money. And after you got married and had your children, got your own home and your own bills and et cetera, and you would use that method of having that little nest egg, it helped you. It helped you in a lot of ways. And so I'm saying to y'all, prepare yourself any way you can. If it's not the fuel tabs, if it's baking cakes, whatever it is, find you some way to get you an extra income without going to looking for another 9 to 5, okay? Without looking for another 9 to 5. That's going to be a little difficult in terms of what they're talking about, the economic employment growth potential and how careers are being depleted every day. These jobs, they said people who thought one time they can go to the post office and work forever, and ever and ever and ever and never and leave there 30 years later, it ain't happening no more. They're cutting that time frame down now. You know, there's wow. Not like it's not like years ago when you can say, you know, I've been working in this post office 15 years. My son is 19, 20, 21. My daughter is 19, 19, 20, 21. Let me bring my children in now, get them a job. It's not like that no more. They're not doing that. It's a whole nother ball game, a whole nother structure. So I'm just saying, people, prepare yourself. Norman is saying it. Denise is saying it. And I'm saying it. Prepare yourself. But one good thing about what they're offering, what Denise and Norman and myself is offering, is to be a part of one of the industries that's not going away. It's like Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but I'm going to be here still. It ain't going away. Whatever happens, it's not going away. It's an industry that's going to be here forever. So I want you all to think about that as well. I'm going to open up 979-476. You're on with Mrs. Denise Mem Cruz and Mr. Norman Hardgrove. Do you have any questions you want to ask them about this industry opportunity? Your mic is open. Maybe you have to unmute yourself. I can't hear you. I hear you sound far away or something. Okay. Well, I'm going to open up 704-649. You're on with Mrs. Denise Mem Cruz and Mr. Norman Hargrove. We're talking about the fuel industry, the fuel tabs. You have any questions for them. 704-649-704-649. Your mic is open. Unmute yourself. Your mic is open. Okay, I'll come back. 843-743, your mic is open. 843-743, your mic is open. You're on with Mrs. Denise Mim Cruz and Mr. Norman Hardwell. 843-743.
Norman? Norman, please. Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, okay. I had to come outside. I had a noisy household. I am already utilizing the business a little bit. I received my tabs on yesterday's mail. I'm in the process of distributing it to my family members because I do not have a vehicle that belongs to myself, but I'm looking at repurchasing an RV and I sold my RV in October, but I'm looking at purchasing another, and this would be excellent for, number one, for what I do as on the holistic platform, as well as being able to distribute this amongst black RV owners like myself. So I yield the floor. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right, so she has a tremendous opportunity. She's in the opportunity, people, and she's taking advantage of it. That's wonderful, wonderful. I'm going to open up 912-596. 912-596, your mic is open. 912-596. You might have to unmute yourself as well.
Yes.
Yes. Hi. What's your name and where you calling from?
This is Dwayne Brown. I'm calling from Savannah, Georgia.
Hi, Dwayne.
I've been brought into the opportunity by Mr. Hargrove, and I'm just right now. I'm just blown away. Number one, the industry, and as far as just being in the forefront of something that's as huge as this. Mr. Hargrove and I have been in part of different industries, and we've made money, lost money, and this right here is going to set some people financially free with work. I'm not saying you don't have to do work. Yes, you're going to have to do some work. But the product alone, I mean, gas right now is in California close to $7 a gallon. People can't buy food because of gas. If you have something in front of you that can change people's lives, can help people, and people really just set it forth out there in front of them and give them some instruction with they're going to be financially successful. And I'm so glad to be a part of this opportunity with Mr. Hargrove. He's a man of integrity. I've worked with him for years. But to put our feet to the ground and go running with this thing, we're going to make some serious money and help a lot of people. We're going to help a lot of people. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak, sir.
Yeah, absolutely, Mr. Brown. I'd like to say that, you know, Be Epic, that this fuel tab is on schedule to become a household name. If you ever had anything to do with a company that turned into a household name, well, let me tell you, this is going to be one of them. And so what I want you guys out there to imagine yourself being first on one of the biggest platforms going around the entire globe, already on the way. Okay, Reverend Ron, you can get your next caller. I'm excited.
Okay. Great, great. 347-622. Your mic is open. You're on with Mr. Norman Hargrove, Mrs. Denise Mim Cruz. We're talking about one of the biggest industries in the world, the fuel industry, and a tablet that's going to get you involved in a tremendous opportunity. 347-622.
Good afternoon,
your
Mr. Ron Robinson. This is Sadie Gomez. I'm calling. Good afternoon. I'm just listening in to your wonderful show. I have no questions asked right now, but just getting the information that you all are giving out this evening. It's a wonderful thing to know that wealth is on the way, and you don't have to work hard to get there. So I'm listening and I'm learning.
Okay. Great, great. This is Mrs. Sadie Gomez, and she has Sunday Night Show, the Ethiopian Wealth Federation Incorporated, the Women's Auxiliary, Local 26, and they're doing such a wonderful job on Sunday nights at 7, between 7 and 9 o'clock, people. The same channel, 347-857-1311. You can call in and listen to her as well. And tremendous show, tremendous show. Yes. Thank you so much for listening.
Okay.
We appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you so much, Dr. Robertson.
Okay. Okay, 973-650, 973-650. Your mic is open. Your mic is open. You might want to unmute yourself if that's the case. Are you there? Can you talk into the mic or mute it possibly? I can
Hello?
Hear the other noise. Yes.
Hello?
What's your name and where you're calling from?
Pastor Ravens calling from the great state of New Jersey. And I
praise
just
the
wanted
Lord.
To praise the Lord. God bless you, sir. I just wanted to say that anyone who may possibly be wavering on this, they should stretch out. Take a step forward on faith. Because this is definitely a game changer. What's going on now, no matter what, everyone who drives a vehicle needs these tabs. Gas prices are going up, continuing to go up. But we have a way with those tabs where you can stretch the gas in your tank, maybe 80, 90, 100, maybe more miles per tank. And at the same time, cleaning out your engine, which means it's going to extend the life of your vehicle. If you go out right now and buy a new car, you're going to pay an arm and a leg. If you buy a used car, you're going to pay two arms because that's the way they have it figured out.
Wow.
So don't think about it too long. Get back to the person who invited you to the call and step out on faith. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Denise,
Ron?
Norman, you want
to
say anything?
Yes, I'd like to say something, and I thank the Reverend for speaking on behalf of this tablet. We have not had an opportunity to get involved in this industry at all. I don't know if there are some multimillionaires involved because we don't, you know, they don't say anything to us, but we as, I consider myself not as a little person, but as far as income is concerned, this is the one to get into. Whether you drive a car or not, you can sell a pack for $30 a pack, and there's only five tablets in a pack. So I have an 84-year-old young man in Brooklyn that's selling them for $30 a pack. You don't have to have a car. He doesn't have a car. If you live in New York, you have to move your car, alternate side street parking, every other day, or you're going to get a ticket. So, I mean, this is something, if you're in New York, you want to do this. You want to earn some money to put gas in your car, you're going to do that. You want to earn some more money for your household, you're going to do that. Gas is higher. It's going to get higher. Food is getting higher. Everything is going up except the paycheck. So, you know, we're not saying, you know, get in. If you do, it's wonderful. If you don't, it's still wonderful. But the opportunity is now. It's been out for just 90 days, less than 90 days to the public. The timing is perfect, and we're in that time wave right now. So it's going to be released to 82 countries. Whether we're in or out, it's already set up. So, you know, we're not pleading, but we're trying to open your mind to something. Whatever business you're in, it doesn't matter. If you have a car, it doesn't matter. Gas is still going up. And whether it goes up or if it goes down or is stable, people still have to use gas, okay? So it's just an opportunity among others at a low cost. A lot of single moms out here, a lot of people have lost their jobs. There's a lot of stuff going on. People are on unemployment. People can't get unemployment. People are on food stamps. People are selling their food stamps. There's a lot of stuff going on. And the young people, you just have to be 18. You can do this. You guys are more computer literate than I am. Trust me. But this is simple. God bless you.
Two things, Reverend Ron.
You want to add anything?
Yes, I really do want to add something. I keep thinking how Be Epic is going to be a household name. And, you know, this is one of the few products that you don't have to explain. So you don't have to worry about what I'm going to say or how I'm going to sell it. I've never had to explain the need of gasoline to a driver. And so, guys, this is one of the big things that I really appreciate. I actually get a chance to get a little break from the explanation factor. It ain't like the lotions, the potions, and the pills where I got to tell you what's all in it and what it's good for and, you know, everybody's body's different. No, not this one. This is one of the easiest marketing products that I've ever seen. And, boy, we're having a lot of fun here. Folks are coming on board like crazy. And if you know anybody overseas, now is the time to contact them. And I got to tell you these last little words here. You know, with Be Epic growing so fast, Reverend Ron, and you guys out there, if you don't get to talking with your friends, family, neighbors, church mates, and workmates, somebody else will do the talking for you. That's all I had to say.
Amen.
For the moment. Here, Reverend Ron.
Okay, we're going to open up 914-979. You have any questions for Mrs. Denise Mim Cruz and Mr. Norman Hargrove?
Yes, indeed. Well, first I just wanted to say, you know, I'm really glad to see that my sister and brother are, you know, bringing this opportunity to the community, because this could be something in this rough time that could really be a way to really helping them out. And I did have a question, though, for you. Basically, you know, with our youth being in a situation where a lot of them are unfortunately ending up in jail because they're selling drugs and all kind of crazy stuff like that, and sometimes even with these gang wars going on, a lot of them have even ended up in the early coffins, you know, instead of dying at 90 or 80 or something like that. They're dying at 15, 16, 13 years old. But anyway, what I wanted to ask you is, your program open so that our youth can get involved with this as well? And if so, would that mean that they would have to be 18 and an adult, or could they start also like 15, 16, 17? Because if that could be the case, that could be something that could put some positive an honest cash flow into their hand instead of having to reach out on the street and getting involved with, you know, stealing or selling drugs and all kind of crazy stuff like that. So anyway, I just was curious on whether your program was open to allowing the youth to get involved, and if so, what would be the age bracket that you guys would be looking at?
I would love to answer that one, if you don't mind. Do you want to answer that one, Denise?
Well, I already mentioned they have to be of legal age, 18. But if a parent signs up, they could work through the parent. You know what I'm saying? As far until they get 18. But right now they have to be 18 years old. I don't know what's going to happen down the future, but it is a way for young men and ladies that are 18 years old to get involved. And if they don't have someone that can help them with this, if they're younger than 18, we have a Reverend Ron is working a program, I know, and there are other adults out there that are working programs to help the community that they can get involved and that can help their young people with this particular product. I don't know how they want to set it up, but that's something that you guys would have to work out that have different programs. But this is something you can teach them about the industry. You can. Everybody knows how to go to the gas station. I had one young lady said she's going to have her nephew put out flyers for her. So I'm not sure how you would work it, but, you know, it is EPA registered, okay? We have to make that clear, okay? It's not FDA. It's not a food. It's not a medication, but it is EPA approved. So 18 right now is the age. Unfortunately, for the younger ones, they'll have to get help from their parents to do this or someone in an organization that will help them with this.
Okay. I'd like to add to that, Denise. I'd like to add to the gentleman's question. Well, one of the things, now my grandson, my oldest grandchild is 17 years old. He's already got his driver's license, and he's driving. He utilizes the product. He just told me last week that he would never want to be without the product since the car he's driving is much smoother. It don't burn much gas. But one of the things I've done for my grandson is when you become a part of BEPIC in the gas program, you can always set aside or purchase. Right now, it's because we're in pre-launch, is free to come in. So what I did for my grandson is I purchased an additional business center, and even though he's not of age, he's one year from being 18, I'm going to preserve that business center for him, and I'm going to take care of it and work it, put a few people in there, and when he turns 18, I can give that business center to my grandson. I want you to think about that, guys. They can't legally work it, but you can work it for them and then turn it over to them. Thank you.
Sounds good. Sounds great, because I think that with what you guys are talking about, it opens a door where our youth can get involved with it, like your sister said, through your parents or through an organization that exists where they could sign into that, and then that person who's already in the program could share that information with them so that they can participate. And I think that's really great because our youth do need something like this, and this could really be, you know, a very positive opportunity for them to improve their lives. So, yeah, that's great that you guys have that door open, and we'll see what we can do to bring some positive things about for our youth to be able to experience this great opportunity.
Absolutely.
And one thing I'd like to add along with that, we have a lot of young men and women that have been involved in the penal system, okay, they've gone to jail. When they get out, they can't get a job. This is something they don't ask you if you've been to jail. They don't ask you if you have the college degree. They don't ask you any of those questions. Do you want to work? That's what they ask you. And if you want to work, you will be in business for yourself. That is an answer that most of us don't have. We don't have the opportunity to get involved in anything like this on this level. And the beginning stages, we're at a prime time where we can get in now and we can work this thing, because when those 82 countries come in, it's got to be already exploded. But no matter what, your next door neighbor needs gas, around the corner, across the street, motorcycle, moped, lawnmower, lawn care services are getting involved. Ministers are getting involved across the country, okay? Bring it to their congregation. So a lot of things are happening, and it's happening very quickly. So I'm signing up people from New York to California. It's only available in the United States at this moment. They're setting up a warehouse in Mexico as we speak. So it's and the EPIC is in other countries, but not with the gas tablet yet, okay? So keep that in mind, okay? God bless you.
And you as well.
Great, great, great. That's our brother host the show tomorrow, 7 to 9. Experiencing spiritual unity and meditation. That was Dr. Benjamin Bridges, and I know he opens up a lot of youth centers across the country, and I know that's going to be a dynamic thing for him, and a good vehicle to help him with his youth programs and his youth centers as well. So if you're available tomorrow, people 7 to 9, call in. Experiencing spiritual unity and meditation with Dr. Benjamin Bridges, and a tremendous show, spiritually uplifting, and they're talking about financial development and physical and mental development, and it's a wonderful show. So everybody can come on tomorrow, 7 to 9, 347-857-1311, Experiencing Spiritual Unity and Meditation with Dr. Benjamin Bridges. Thank him so much for being on the show as well. And we're going to go to 770-9895. 770-895. Your mic is open.
Hey, this is MJ. Can you hear me?
Yes.
You know, I follow Mr. Hargrove. We're good friends. I follow Mr. Hargrove pretty close. I know he know that. And so sometimes it gets kind of rough because I'm into anything that will make a second income. You know, this business here, just like any other business, but this business here, what I do appreciate about it, first of all, it's not hard to sell. It's not going to be hard to sell. Not if you got a car and you got to go to work, you got to go somewhere, you got to go somewhere, you got to do whatever you got to do when you get in that car. You got to put gas in that car, in that truck, or whatever you drive. It's not going to be hard to sell. It takes a person that's closed-minded not to look at this and think about it. Would you rather save money on your fuel? Would you rather have your car run smooth as long as it can? Or would you rather just drive it and tear it up from somewhat neglect or ignorance because you're not knowing? And this business don't care if you went to Yale or you just came out of jail. It really don't. And so I really appreciate that. I know one thing I appreciated too about it is I drive myself and I got three vehicles. This is going to make a huge difference in my life because I just bought my wife not long ago a 2016 Toyota Sequoia. That's a V8. And so I feel the tension now. And so anyway, long story short, this business is really, really right on time. It's on the ground floor, but I think, you know, we're going to revolutionize the way people are fueling their vehicles or taking care of their vehicles. So I appreciate it. And Norm, you know, I'll be talking to you a little bit later, but guys, I appreciate all the comments. And thank you for doing what you're doing because everybody needs to know about this.
I got a testimony.
Yes.
Okay. I couldn't wait to tell you guys my testimony. I think my friend is on this call. I'm not sure, but I can't keep my mouth shut after she told me about her 2001 Ford Escape that normally gets a little over 600 miles to the tank full. She put the tablets in and filled up like she normally do, but this time her odometer, I would say, is over 1,200 miles. She still hasn't bought any gas. She don't need any. And, guys, the car was smoking. It don't even smoke no more. This is a phenomenal technology. Guys, doubling her mileage on a single tank of gas is phenomenal. I don't know what you want to call it, but I was excited to let that out to the public.
Amen, amen, amen. People, listen, get involved, get involved, get involved. This is a tremendous opportunity. I have a 2016 88L Audi A8L, I forget what the name of the car, and I put them in, and it's a tremendous opportunity. It's just running so smoothly, and I'm saving. I'm getting, you know, hundreds of more miles, and you know, and it's great, people. I just can't say enough, and I know sometimes with the host stops saying it, people think somebody's paying me, but no, this is real facts. It's real facts, people. It's a blessing. I'm going to open up 313-283. Your mic is open. You're on with Mr. Norman Hargrove, and this is Denise Mem Cruz. 313-283. You might have to unmute yourself. 313-283. Your mic is open. You're probably muted, and trying to say something. You're muted. I will come back to you if you're not able to open up right now. I hear you trying to come in.
Okay, I'll come back. Okay, 614-260. 614-260. Your mic is open. Hmm. 614-260. Your mic is open. You might have to unmute yourself as well. Can you get through? 614-260-313-283. Are you guys able to open up your mics and you have something to say with to Mrs. Denise Mim Cruz and Mr. Norman Hardgrove? Okay. All right. We're going to open up 718-440, 718-440. Your mic is open.
Yes, how you doing? Good evening. This is Fred Braswell. How you doing? How you doing, Pastor?
Hey, Fred, how you doing? God bless. Good to hear from you. You on with Mrs. Denise Mim Cruz and Mr. Norman Hardgrove about a fabulous product. If you have any questions, go right ahead.
Man, I'm excited just to hear you talking. Yeah, I was listening to a few of the comments and stuff like that. I have a couple of questions. I'll try to keep them brief. But my first question is, I think I heard that it's open in New York and California. And
yes.
If that's so, when the rest of the country opens up, I mean, I've been in a lot of network marketing. What does that do for the person who has hit his mark or wherever he has to hit in the New York? Does some of that rest of the market fall into him? You know, does that help the person who's signed in New York? And my second question, I'll just lay back and listen to the answers. Does this work for not only regular cars but diesel fuel cars also?
Okay, I'd like to answer your question, if you don't mind, sir.
Sure.
Well, whoever comes on board in the country, the whole country is open for this gas tablet right now. There ain't a single country that's closed to the – I mean, a city, a state that's closed to the gas tablet, so it's wide open for anybody that comes in. There is no territories, however, that somebody would own because they come in that territory. I mean, I got kin folks in Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., New York City, all over the place. If I get to them first by going to work, then they're my folks. It's not territorial. My second thing is that this gas tablet is good for all fuel, okay, engines, lawnmowers, chainsaws, farming equipment, mining equipment, diesel trucks, 18-wheelers, it doesn't matter. This is one pill for all vehicles.
Wow. Nice. Nice. Beautiful.
And I'd like to add to that, if you come on board, whoever you bring in, they're going to know people and et cetera, et cetera. That's how fast it's growing right now, because people are hurting with the gas. People are hurting. And so,
absolutely.
You know, I – had some people say, oh, well, I've got a gas program. I got a savings program. This is more than that. It's going to keep your engine clean. It's going to clean your emissions. You'll be able to pass your emissions test if you failed it. So it's a difference. There's a big difference. And this is a product that everybody has to use. My car doesn't move without gas. And I told a young lady, whether you get in or don't get in, I have to have gas in my car. People are going to the pump 24 hours a day, whether they're here or in California. And we, like Norman said, there's no territory. So you don't have to worry about a thing.
You know, Denise, I like to say this as well. A lot of people may not realize this, but that tablet is so profound that it cleans up the environment. That means that, I mean, you can go to Mexico right now, and some areas of Mexico, you can't even see anything because the smog is so thick, like in California. But this actually cleans up the environment. That's another reason why the Environmental Protection Agency was in such a hurry to register this product. And by the way, when the EPA registers anything, you got to take proper documentation, what the test results. It's a whole lot of things. They just don't sign you up. They got to know what your product is all about. So that just speaks volumes for the credibility of this product and the two Nobel Prizes that are behind this product as well.
And I just want to back up on that statement with the Mexico. I didn't know that if you don't pass emissions, you can't drive your car. And so this cleans up the emissions. So they put two tablets in their car, and it's going to clean it. Okay, so they don't have the black soot coming out, and they can pass the test. I know New York, North Carolina, there are a lot of states you have to have an inspection on your car. So if your car is not passing inspection because you have an emissions problem, you can put those tablets in there. It's going to work right away. My son has a 2004 Lexus, and he was paying $150 per week to go back and forth to work. So he told his boss, I can't afford to come to work. So he didn't go the next day, and he didn't go that Monday. And the tablets came in. He put two in, and the last 3 weeks he has not spent $120 on gas, and he was spending $150 a week before. And his car is driving like a new car now. He is so happy. He just told me, it's awesome, it's awesome. So he's excited. He is excited.
Yes, my wife has a 2009 Honda Accord. She put one tablet in and filled up. I thought she was going to put two. She put one tablet in and filled up and drove 250 miles and still had not used a quarter of a tank of gas. I just think we got the best program out there because gas is something you don't have to explain, and it's a global situation as well. Truly masterpiece. Oh, my God, I'm ready for my next question if we got any more. I'm so excited to be in this business.
Now,
I'm excited
Fred,
to hear you talk
Braswell,
about
Fred Braswell is in the car business, so I know Fred is in the car business, so I know Fred knows a lot of people having difficult problems with their vehicles.
You know, my mind is turning real fast right now. Yeah, bro. I'm a Brooklyn boy anyway. I'm from Brooklyn. You joke, I'm taking my money right now. Yeah.
I lived in Brooklyn in New York for 50 years. I lived in Brooklyn for at least 20 of that. And I'm telling you, I know for a fact what's going on in Brooklyn. I have a gentleman in Brooklyn. He doesn't have a car. He's 84, and he's selling a pack for $30, you know. But he was excited when he heard it. We got Lyft drivers, Uber drivers, truck drivers, yellow cab drivers, just those four alone. Okay, they're crying because gas is so high. Okay, they are crying, and I mean people are hurting. Not say hurting, the gas is hurting a lot of people. And our shelves in the supermarkets are decreasing because the gas is going up. The prices in the supermarkets are going up. We've been hurt, and it's not going to get better. It's going to go up. So whether it goes up, stays still, or whatever, you still got to put gas in your vehicle. So this is the best of both worlds. If you have a garage or anything, a mechanic, I'm telling you, all your customers are in your pocket for one way or another. God bless you.
That's great. That's great. That's great. We just hear people. This is a tremendous opportunity. I suggest everybody get involved. And one thing about this product, people, it pays for itself. It pays for itself. There's such a tremendous need that it is definitely, you know, it's definitely going to pay for itself. And I admonish everybody to take advantage of this opportunity, you know, while you can, while it's in the, you know, it's in an area where you can afford it. And it's a good timing, people. Some things are just no brainer. I mean, the timing is of essence. The timing is extremely important. So, you know, try to take advantage of it. And there's many, many ways to come in as well. As Mrs. Denise Mem Cruz said, get back with the person that brought you here and listen to the different ways in which you can get involved as well. Yes. I'm going to try again. 614-260. Your mic is open. You might have to unmute yourself so you can speak. Your mic is open. Are you unmuted? Can't hardly hear you. 614-260. Mic is open. Okay. 313-283. Your mic is open. You might have to unmute yourself. 313-283. Your mic is open. You might have to unmute yourself. You said something. It's not clear. You have to unmute yourself. Okay, 313. Okay, your mic is unmuted. I'm going to try to get those folks that I know that probably wanted to come in, could not come in. I believe there was, 843-743. I don't know if you got a chance to express yourself. 843-743. You could unmute yourself. Okay.
Reverend Ron?
Yes, go right ahead.
All right, this is Denise speaking again. I'm sorry. Well, I don't want too much dead air to be wasted. I also want to say this. This business is for anyone. You can be a teacher. You can be a lawyer. You can be a judge. You can have your own business. You can have a $1 million business. It doesn't matter, okay? And people are told, well, I don't have time to do anything else. And then they got to get in their car and put gas in their car, okay? So if you don't want to do it as a business, you can just be a preferred customer and just put it in your car. Or you can put it in your car and tell people about it and share it with them, and they can get it from you. They go right on the computer, and they have their own website. Each person that does the business has their own website. You choose a username and a password. You log in. Okay, so if you're doing the business, it doesn't matter where you are, okay? You can be in Alaska. You can be in the Bronx. It doesn't matter. You'll have your own website when you come on board. A lot of companies charge you every month for that, not this company. That's a part of you being in business for yourself. And this is exciting because they don't charge you a membership fee right now. $19.95 membership has been waived, so you're not paying for that. You don't pay tax if you don't live in Utah, so you're not paying for that. And shipping and handling, if you get an 8-pack for $110, you don't pay for shipping and handling, tax, membership, nothing. So it's the best of both worlds. You can't lose. You can't lose, okay? With the lottery, they say in New York, you got to be in it to win it. This is one thing you can get in and you can win. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Listen, people, I a lot of times in the show, because we are a business network show and we have a lot of different companies come on, a lot of different people come on, people of all grades of business, from mom and pop shops to international developmental corporation manufacturing internationally. You know, we have little startups, we have mom and pop shop. We have major corporations. We have the billionaires and millionaires and the thousandaires getting there. And we have a saying in the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, thousandaire, millionaire, billionaire, zillionaire, but you got to start somewhere. You got to start somewhere. The first thing is to get started. Anything you want to achieve in life, you got to start. That's one of the major issues with people. People procrastinate. I know the Reverend earlier said, you know, people procrastinate. People take so long. They want to digest. They want to look through all over. They want to call Jesus and everything, you know, before they make a move. And certain things, the Bible says, certain things are common sense things, you know. And this is a thing that's common sense things. I suggest that everybody get on board. Get back with the person that came, that brought you into this business, that made you aware of this opportunity, of this product. And, you know, I'm just so excited. I've been giving them away, letting people try them, because I know that it's a guaranteed success, that they will be happy, you know, and it's just a tremendous opportunity. And, you know, get involved, get out there and get doing it. At least go to the website as well. You know, find the websites, go to the websites, take a look at the websites, read about it. You know, even you can Google the tablets or whatever, you know, but get knowledgeable about this product, because this product is awesome. You know, I mean, it's better to use it and try it. And I think if you get back with the folks that brought you here, those who probably have available packs, et cetera, they'll probably, you know, continue to maybe get you a couple of tablets or something and let you try it out, you know, see how you like it. And trust me, you won't be dissatisfied. It's a win-win situation. It's awesome. It's awesome. The tablets are awesome. The opportunity is awesome. The time is definitely now. You know, now is the time. The time is right. And get involved. You know, it's like lottery tickets say, you gotta be in it to win it, you know. Definitely. We're gonna try, I believe, 979-476. 979-476, your mic is open. You're on with Mrs. Denise Mem Cruz and Mr. Norman Hardgrove. We're talking about that fabulous fruit tablet. That's
hi, Norm.
That's gonna break.
Hi,
that's
going
to bust into this country.
Hi, who's speaking?
Audrey Wilkins. I did receive my tablets this week, and I'm excited about it. So I'm about to get started.
All right, phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal. All right. You know what, Reverend Vaughn? I'd just like to say to everybody, you know, do your due diligence. If you want to do your due diligence, it's really a no-brainer for a lot of folks. They're signing up like crazy because they understand positioning. The quickest person that come into this business gets to choose the choiciest worm, as it were. And so don't sign up on the Internet, guys, just by going to YouTube. You know, everybody goes. If you don't have a sponsor, everybody would go to Reverend Ron. So you simply call Denise Cruz and she can guide you in that direction, even sign you up for Reverend Ron, do that for him. But, guys, get started. I'm excited. This is going to become a household name, and it ain't going to take but months to get solidified. And some of you guys are going to be creating your incomes within 3 to 6 months. It's just nice to see that we have an opportunity finally to be first on one of the largest industries known to man. Back to you, Reverend Ron.
Yeah, thank you so much. And listen, people, a lot of us, I don't know how many people, I'm willing to start you off with your first two tablets for free and let you try it out, because I just think it's a tremendous opportunity, and I think it would be a shame for anyone not to take advantage of it. So, you know, if you know me, or you came through me, or whatever that situation is, I'm willing to work out your first two tablets to kick you off in this great opportunity to help you with your vehicle, cleaning out the engine, the catalytic converter, the combustion system, the internal mechanisms, and as well as get you emissions totally efficient for the EPA and for the environmentalists, even up in California, people are telling me they're having just, you know, total emissions glorified because their emission problems are ending, you know, and so this is like a miracle. So people, you know, like Mrs. Denise Mem Cruz said, get with the person that brought you on. Mr. Norman said the same thing as well. And, you know, but I'm just saying those who know me, those who that, you know, I brought you on to the scene here, please, and all my listeners on Facebook and YouTube live there, please, you know, if you're ready, you heard it, if you want more information about it, if you want to try it out, you know, give me a call, 914-363-9007, as well as those who are on the line right now. For more expert opinion as well, you know, more clarity. This is Denise Mem Cruz. You know, she is working to help me out as well in terms of having, you know, any internal questions that might be a little extensive there. You can reach her at 904-672-5508. And for those people that are connected to Mr. Norman Hardgrove, he's 912-655-7808, 912-655-7808. And so, you know, get back with the people that brought you in. You know, get, you know, I know products like this, and the fact that it's EPA approved and whatnot, that says a lot. That covers, you know, for me, that covers 90% of the story, but I know people are skeptical. People hear a lot of things, but people, EPA testing, go Google it. You can Google it. What's the EPA testing on products? What's the extensive amount of scientific studies they do? The extensive amount of testing, you know, they do a tremendous amount of testing. You know, they check everything. They get the worst cars in the world, and they probably put the fuel tablets in there and check them out and see how they work out. So, you know, you can also get their opinion about the product and what their evaluation was. So the evidence is there. The opportunity is here. The timing is right. When you sell a Rolls Royce, it's not like selling a Chevrolet Cavalier. It's two different products. You have to say much when something is good, you know, and this product is just exciting. It's good. And the opportunity is here. You know, the opportunity is here. The timing is right. And, you know.
Reverend, I'd like to say something right quick so that we stay compliant, okay?
Yes. Yes.
I want to make sure that we understand that it is not EPA approved. It is EPA registered. Many
yes.
independent labs around the country have tested the product. That documentation has to go to the EPA. The EPA does not test anything. It was tested by independent laboratories. Their findings gave the green light for the EPA to now register that product. That is sufficient credibility. However, the FDA approved, the EPA registers, and guys, we are EPA registered. Make sure that you say that because a company can be shut down for that, and we want to make sure that we use the proper wording to stay compliant. Thank you, Reverend Ron. I just thought as a business partner,
yes.
I'll bring that out.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Reverend
yes,
Ron, we have
right
a lot
ahead.
Of people that say, well, you know, I have, you know, an expensive car and I don't know anything about cars. I got a sports car, I got a $1 million car, et cetera, et cetera. But when you go to that gas station, you put the gas in. You don't question the owner of the gas station, is the gas going to work in my car? It works on a $1 million car. It works on a hoopty. It will work. It doesn't tear up your car. It doesn't do anything except make it more maintained because your maintenance will be lower. So you're not going to pay more for maintenance. You're going to make sure you keep your oil changed. You're going to make sure you keep your filters changed. You're going to make sure you keep your tires inflated. That's your normal maintenance. But you're going to make sure that you put your tablets in before you put the gas in. It takes 2 minutes or less for the tablets to dissolve. So this is working. I don't care if you've got a million, $10 million car, okay? It works. So you don't have to be afraid of it, scan up your car or doing anything like that. If it's in Alaska, it won't freeze up. It's going to work in Alaska. It's going to work in Mexico where it's hot at. It's going to work in New York, okay? And NASA, Suffolk, Queens, Brooklyn, Bronx, the five boroughs. So it works. God bless you.
Amen, amen. I want to ask you something, Norman and Denise. It said when you're putting it in, not to touch the tablets, don't have skin contact. How that whole process goes?
Well, I have no problem. I just take it out of the pack with my fingers and put it right in the tank. But I guess just because you really shouldn't put – it's a chemical. Of course, it's a chemical. And I guess it's just being safe and saying that it shouldn't have any – it's like bleach. You really shouldn't put your hands in bleach. You should put on gloves. So I guess other than that, it's just a precaution. But you want to make sure to keep that product out of the heat because it will melt, okay? So extreme heat, keep it in a cool place, and keep it out of the reach of children. And you don't want to put that little packet because it's a little Ziploc pack. You just want to make sure not to mix it up with your meds and somebody make a mistake. It smells kind of goofy, so I don't think about it putting it in the mouth anyway. But then it's always good to be on the safe side and put that in a separate place.
Yes, yes, definitely with children, you got to be very careful that you keep it out of the reach of children, you know. Sometimes
yes,
we can get
definitely
a little, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes
definitely
people can, you know, people have a lot of children. Sometimes they can get careless, you know.
They get into things, and that's the other thing. So even though it's a Ziploc bag, keep it in a safe place away from children where they can't reach it. It does look like a little, it could to them look like a little piece of candy. Okay, it doesn't smell like candy. It smells more like gas. But you just want to be safe because children, little children have no clue. It's like, oh, it might be a piece of candy. No. So you want to make sure you keep it away from children. That's very important.
Now, I get text messages from the other social networks, and this is Mrs. Teresa Melagon from New Mexico, and she wants to know: She's trying to say, is there an extended amount of time to use it, and then you have to use it no more, or it's a lifetime usage?
Definitely lifetime usage. If you're putting gas or fuel in your car, then you got to treat that fuel to get the optimum results of all of the good stuff that the tablet does, cleaning out the emissions, extending the gas mileage, extending power and performance. It's a lifetime usage.
Great, 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 great. Okay, okay, okay. Very good, very good. And Luis Calderon from Houston, Texas, wanted to know that is there a period of time, let's say, for instance, if you're using a lot of gas and I guess it's changing up, and you're going every 2 weeks, maybe in a larger engine or something like that, or you're burning that much gas every 2 weeks, a possibility that you should put it in every time you put it in, or you can skip a time and still get the same kind of consideration if you skip the time, you know what I'm saying?
The company is saying wait until you get on E. I would never go on E on my car. You know, when I get to a half a tank, that's when I fill up. I don't want to wait you want to put it in before you put your gas in, because each time you put gas in, there's different things that are in gas that are hurting our engines. So you want to make sure you want to keep your engines clean. You put the tablet in before you put your gas in. And so that's the purpose of using a tablet. If you're not driving your car and it's sitting, that's fine. But if you're going to put gas in, you want to put a tablet in before you put that gas in. And if you have a large engine, you know, like one of my guys, he has an Escalade. So he uses two tablets each time he fills up because he has a bigger engine. So it also depends on the size of your car, what kind of driving you do, if it's highway driving or when you're in Manhattan, you stop and go every block or whatever. So everything depends on, you know, what your parameters are and your distances are. So I tell people when you start with the tablet, take your mileage down. And when you end, take your mileage down and see what kind of numbers you're getting so you can judge what your car specifically is doing. Because a little Volkswagen would just need, you know, one tablet to start. And an Escalade will need two tablets. Even I have a van, so it's two tablets. So it depends on the size of fleet truck. They need many, many tablets, so the company is now putting together a package for industrial trucks, so they'll have more tablets in the bag instead of just, you know, five tablets in a bag. So, and we call it a pack. So that's what's going on now.
I would like to add to that, Denise, it really goes by the amount of fuel that you're putting in your vehicle. That one tablet would treat anywhere from 16 to 20 gallons of gas, and that's what you go on. If you got a small tank, one tablet. If you got a bigger tank, like Denise said, two tablets. If it's more than 20 gallons, a 20-gallon tank, you really need more. And by the way, those tablets have indentions on it. You can either get a pill cutter, or you can break those tablets where the little lines are into halves or quarters. I mean, if you got a half a tank of gas, you don't need a full tablet. You can simply pop that tablet in half, drop it down, and the only reason you want to put it in there first, really, is to dissolve that tablet. It dissolves within a minute of you putting it in by pouring the gas on. It's no particles or anything left. It completely 100% dissolves in gas, but you want to make sure to use the right amount. Don't put two or three tablets in your car because it'll burn too rich. You just want to make sure it's just a common sense thing to use. It treats 16 to 20 gallons of fuel. So in a real big truck, if you got 200 and 300 gallons of gas, then you can simply multiply one tablet times 15 or 20, you can say 20 gallons of gas, and you'll get the correct amount of tablets for your vehicle.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, guys, you know what? We're having such a good time here. We're learning so much tremendous information, and I am just excited about this opportunity. And I just want to, a couple minutes we have left, I was like for you, Mrs. Denise Mims, Cruz, just give a general, just give a general couple of minutes statement, general idea of what you would like for people to understand today.
Okay, well, me specifically, when I found out from Norman about gas, and I mean, all I could think of was gas all at night. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You know, because like Norman was saying, timing is everything. We're in the first 90 days of this product being released to the public. So that means all of you callers that are listening to this, I mean, this is timing. Timing means everything. And when it comes to networking, you don't want to be the one that says, well, I don't want to get involved. And then your friend says, you know about the fuel tank? It's doing wonders for my car, you know. So you don't want to be the one that said, I'm not going to do that. I've been network marketing. I did this. I did that. It didn't work. They pay every week, okay? They pay every week. And there are bonuses on top of bonuses. And so we've got the best of both worlds. If you tried other things and it didn't work, try it. But gas, you still got to put in your car. So it's a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned. You know, like Norman said, it's not a lotion or a potion or a vitamin. You don't have to figure it out. You go to the tank so your vehicle can work or whatever you're using. So if it's a lawnmower, a moped, a motorcycle, you only need a pinch of the tablet, okay? But if you're driving a car or truck, it can be a boat or a plane. It doesn't matter. It can use the tablet. So I have a pastor that just flew his plane to Ghana. So, I mean, you know, it's for anything that uses gas or diesel premium, you can bring it down to regular. God bless you.
Great. Norman, you got a half a minute. You want to say something to the folks before we go?
Oh, absolutely. With the quickness, guys, I miss Microsoft. I miss Amazon, Facebook, and all those opportunities that I knew of. Guys, I will not miss this. It is imperative that you guys get started now, because Be Eco with this tab, with this fuel tab, will be a household name. Thank you for your time.
Amen, amen. And people, let's remember as we leave, ain't no stopping us now. We got the fuel tablets. We're not going to stop now. Ain't no stopping us. Well, let's get that going again.
Move.